go again, cringers. I'm Stacy.
And I'm Steve.
And this is our Cringe Fest. This episode is going to be about a movie that we have actually talked about in offhanded comments. We watched Zombies.
Zombies. It's a great movie.
But first, how are you recovering from this movie, Steve?
Well, I was not well. Yeah. But that's okay.
Well, you look good.
Really? Okay. Your shoulder keeps disappearing on your virtual background.
I know, it's the shading.
Makes you look like you got a palsy or something going on.
Hunchback.
Okay. Well, we'll watch that movie too. We'll put that on the list.
Which one? There's been so exactly. Many versions of The Hunchback of Notre Dame. That would be interesting going back and like watching some of those like old school weird horrible there's no moral lesson from these books at all type movies.
Yeah.
Books.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those. We should do that.
I mean, they're pretty much all the monster movies.
Yeah, all the ones from the 30s and 40s and 50s. We should watch all those. We should take like a 2-day monster movie marathon.
After watching this movie, I don't know if I'm willing to do more than one movie a week.
But you like this movie.
I do like this movie. I thought Zombies was... Yeah, it was what I needed. And I needed a palate cleanser.
I'm going to put a poll on our Facebook page just to see how many people agree with you on your opinion of John Waters.
Oh, no, I've already been called out by Heather.
Oh, have you?
I believe it was pretty much Heather. Right, well, what are you doing? I've been called out already.
That's just one person. Let's get an accurate count. Let's get the stats. No.
Steven with the stats.
I like the stats. Got to have numbers. Give me numbers.
You are a numbers guy.
I am a numbers guy. I like my numbers.
So does Sammy.
Sammy the cat?
Yes, meowing by my feet.
Okay. All right. Sammy likes numbers. Does he count with his paws?
He's not that smart.
Well, what does he like about numbers?
I have no idea. He's a cat. Who knows what the fuck he's thinking?
But you said he likes numbers.
Well, he's meowing every time I say a number, so.
You're just having me on, aren't you?
Just messing with you.
Okay, 34:56. Edit that part out.
Oh, let's talk about Zombies. Oh my goodness gracious. I thought it was pretty funny. I thought it was a good starting point. What's great about this movie is it has a spin-off and a sequel.
Yeah, a prequel and a sequel.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Zombies 2 is a prequel and it has a spinoff.
A spinoff, yeah.
So that's kind of trippy. I can't find a place that tells me where the actual thing was filmed other than the admin building was from Biodome from 1996.
I think the principal filming was at the closed Griffin Park Zoo in Los Angeles. Okay. Yeah, surprise.
That's awesome. Well, it definitely had, you know, that, and they had to make the spinoff Aquarium of the Dead because one of the actors is afraid of water. And that's why we didn't see any zombies.
So that's why there were no zombie fishes or dolphins, aquatic mammals of any sort.
In this version, that's why they.
Okay.
So, yes.
One of the hang on. One of the actors is afraid of just dolphins or
just water.
Water, afraid of water. So they just, I'd get another actor.
I don't know. They reused the footage. They reused the model for five-headed shark attack in 2017.
I think I read this movie was made originally for the Sci-Fi Channel. It was made for TV.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find where it actually ever aired on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Lala Nestor, Thea. She was the one who was afraid of water. Is afraid of water.
Oh, okay. Well, she was pretty important.
Yeah. The writer, Scotty Mullen, is known for doing Sci-Fi, Lionsgate, and Lifetime, which is weird.
Same thing.
So
they're like one step above the porn industry. They just crank those things out, you know.
Well, he wrote Sharknado 5, Global Swarming.
I think the director also directed one of the Sharknado movies. Sharknado.
I think he did. He did, I want to say it's 8. Let me double check here. Because I was reading up on him. I was really surprised that he didn't have more. He did Zombies, Escape from the Zombies, which is a video game, which was kind of funny actually. Zombies 2, An Aquarium of the Dead. He had nothing to do with Sharknado. The other guy did, the writer did. And he was Sharknado 5.
Okay. I'll let you have that, but you're wrong. Your source is inaccurate.
IMBD isn't known for being great.
I think he did Sharknado 2. But
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, right. Okay, can we stop for a second?
Sure.
Okay.
That's going to drive me crazy.
38, okay.
Am I doing something wrong? Am I not making you happy?
You're not.
Okay. Do I need to go take a shot of alcohol?
No. When you're reading stuff from the screen, It really sounds awful. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
And I try to edit it up, but it's really difficult because it's like you're reading and you're going, let me see, and I'm sorry. It really gives me a real hard time.
I actually did the homework for this one, but you said that he was part of.
Well, we just let it go. We don't have to fact check, you know.
Because he never did, but that's okay. I did my homework for once, like a really, really good deep dive homework.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And I was proud of myself.
Do you have your notes like on the screen or something?
Yeah, but they're also in my head, so I can actually just get rid of it and just look at you.
No. You can have them on the screen. It's just, I don't know how to word it. It's just like real apparent when you're
it's mechanical.
Yeah.
No, I see what you're saying. I totally get it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to bring it up.
No.
Like I said, that's one of the things that takes me like forever to edit because
You need to tell me these things. You don't have to apologize.
That's what
I mean. The apology's sweet, but you don't.
It's like I've told you this like 10 times though, and it hasn't worked. So.
Yeah, but I was intoxicated when you told me that, and we were also talking sausage.
Okay, all right, that's great. Yeah, no, that's fine.
Sober, Stacy.
Okay.
Might actually retain some knowledge every now and then.
You think?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay. So where do you want to pick this back up?
Let's just pick it back up. Let's see. I did the Dolphins in 2017. We'll just go from there.
Okay. Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1.
So when you get to the other parts of the animals, of course, you're going to have a couple of foibles and goofs and stuff. But having everything but the elephants become zombies.
Why didn't the elephants become zombies? Did they ever explain that?
Yes, they did. It's because elephants have no natural predators, and therefore nobody wanted to attack them.
Well, I mean, elephant
I'm not
bait.
Saying that's the right answer.
Oh, okay.
That's
all
what
right.
They say in the movie.
All right. Gotcha. That, yeah. All right. That was their justification.
And then they did get spooked by something on the ground.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, the elephants were the elephant in the room, basically. They were the only ones that didn't turn into zombies.
I thought the elephants were epic, but I did have a little trouble when everybody's running for their lives and they decide to get on an elephant.
Well, nothing's attacking the elephant, so it's actually the safest place to be, unless you're under the elephant, like that one guy who got stomped by
an elephant. Yeah,
amazingly, his leg was still in one piece.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing because he was like able to shoot a gun and do all kinds of badass.
And
stuff.
He limped off. He was able to limp off. I mean, he did act like he was in shock, which was pretty, you know. But your leg is going to be gone. It is a now pancake.
Yeah.
And you just really need to cut that thing off.
So this movie's to me a complete ripoff of Jurassic Park or maybe Jurassic World.
They cited Jurassic Park, Zombieverse, and one other one.
Yeah.
They did cite that they wanted it to be it, but there weren't enough zombie animals. No. He said there weren't enough zombie giraffes, I think, or something like that. And that's what the writer wanted, is he wanted a movie with more zombie animals.
Okay. Well, they had quite a few.
So they had everything but the elephants, really.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was personally disappointed that they showed on their map that they had a kangaroo enclosure.
Yeah.
And we never got to see zombie kangaroos, because I think that would be just awesome.
Well, I think the weirdest part is how they got all the tropes together. Like, they're on a bus on a field trip, but they're not on a field trip for school. They all have different reasons to be field trip.
They're interns. They're new interns for the park.
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe it was just me. It just felt like too campy, like a field trip feel versus an internship. But I mean, I guess that explains, you know, the guy with the birds and stuff. I didn't catch that. I thought it was just some kind of stupid field trip. And I was scratching my head going, what kind of field trip is this? Now I know they're interns. That makes a big difference.
So let's kind of give a summary here. It's a Jurassic Park like park.
Everything has the symbol of the
everything. They
Garden
copy,
of Eden they, or whatever.
They copy everything from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
The logos that they have on everything, including what? Fire extinguisher.
Everything.
Everything.
Anything that could be has a sticker on it.
they got that $5.99 special from Vistaprint and had to use all those stickers.
So
it looks like Jurassic Park. I mean, they've got little Jeeps. They've got
the little safari looking outfits.
Right. They've got the costumes.
They've got the gates. They've got, he said he was definitely inspired. And they even make a joke in the movie. What do you think this is, Jurassic Park?
Yeah, right.
That was pretty funny.
I don't think it was inspired. I think it was just totally ripped off. but that's okay. That's all right.
I mean, tomato, tomato. Okay. It got made. Somebody paid for it.
Unless you're Michael Crichton, you know, and then he didn't get paid for it.
Well, if sci-fi,
not like he needs it.
Yeah. If sci-fi was the one who wanted to make it, then I'm pretty sure they found so many loopholes that Crichton couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, Michael Crichton, his very first novels that were so bad, he released them under someone else's name, under a pseudonym, were direct copies of Ian Fleming James Bond novels. He flowcharted out how the Ian Fleming novels progressed and just replaced situations and characters.
I think we've talked about this before. On the podcast, but I think we've actually talked about this before because it's fascinating. It's fascinating that when somebody has like a desire to learn how to write, they pick one style and go deep dive onto it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I took a class with his college roommate one time, and he was telling us that. He just like diagrammed them all out, filled in all the blanks, and then he knew they were crap. So he sold them under somebody else's name and made some money. They were like, what do they used to call them? Dime novels, you know, little crappy paperbacks that you buy in the bus station.
Yeah. What's funny about this movie is I think the whole premise was just, I want to make CGI zombie blank. I love the koala. Wasn't a huge fan of Kofo or Coco ripoff.
The ripoff of the ASL gorilla. Yeah.
Yeah, and I get that her daughter grew up with it and all this other stuff. It's just, it seemed to be like, okay, it's going to turn it. Now, is it going to protect the kid? Is it going to kill the kid? The kid's obviously going to survive. I mean, they're not assholes.
Look, kid got beat up pretty bad. I mean,
I still don't understand what she had in her hand that tore the koala in half.
They never explain that. They leave the kid alone.
Something in her hand.
She's in a room with a koala. Of course the koala turns into a zombie.
But they don't know the koala's in the room. They shut her in the room thinking she's perfectly safe, and then all of a sudden you hear all this screaming and her mom's
The whole park is, all the animals are turning into zombies. If you're the mom, wouldn't you like look around before you leave your kid in the room? Just make sure there's not a zombie koala hanging from the rafter or something.
And they just gotten their security system upgraded, and no one can use the key card on the very first try. Fumbling.
Was so frustrating. Every time they're going to open one of these keypad locks that also have key scanners on them, or card scanners, it's like they haven't been trained on how to use the new locks yet.
Well, it's,
and it was so frustrating.
Used every time.
Every time. And there's one line in the movie where somebody says, here, take my key card so you can get in. And I think you said, well, that's not going to work. It never works.
Right? Well, not just that. There are, like, in the very beginning, shut the door, lock the door. Okay, cool. And then they break into the thing, and the guy is like, stay out, stay out, stay out.
So it's
freaking and leave the door wide open.
Well, like, yeah, the movie starts out with they've got a sick monkey, right? And the medical crew are working diligently on this monkey.
It's actually one of the goofs of the IMDb. There's no wires on the monkey. How are they doing the heart rate to the monkey?
It's ultrasonic, I'm sure.
Then everybody else's heart rate would be messing with the EKG.
Yeah, they got an Apple Watch strapped to the monkey, you know, and they can
So here's also the confusing part. You have the monkey on the table. He brings in two more monkeys. And then when all hell breaks loose, you've got like, I think I counted six, maybe seven.
There's a bunch of monkeys. Eventually.
All of a sudden, it's just a bunch of monkeys. And you're like, where'd they come from?
Full of monkeys with zombie eyes all of a sudden. Yeah, where'd they come from?
And I
really liked the one line I took down in my notes was the monkey's dying. They don't know what's wrong with it. They're gonna the doctor's gonna inject the monkey with some super serum
epinephrine derivative that's something. Against
the assistant says that's not approved by the protocol, and he says, "Damn the protocol! I'm saving this monkey."
There is definitely a couple of decent one-liners.
Right.
I like the fact that they didn't make anyone like the goofy dumb person. Like,
I kind of looked for that as they were introduced. You know, the whole expository part of the movie. I mean, well, we always do that, right? Who's gonna die first? Who's the smart kid? Who's the dumb kid? Who's the slutty girl?
Yeah.
Who's the jock? Right. And I don't think we got any of those right, did we?
No, because the guy in the tie turned out to be actually useful.
Yeah, right. So there's a whole bevy of these giant, buff, beautiful male
everybody's
security
gorgeous
guards.
In this movie.
Oh yeah, everybody's pretty in this movie. But these security guards are.
Oh my gosh, the Laura Croft security guard chick.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And the three men. You know, like we saw the one guy's profile on IMDb, he's like shirtless.
Everybody else is like headshots and he's like a full shirtless.
Right. And none of them, you know, I kind of figured they'd all get killed off early. But maybe one of them would be the one that saved the day. But it turns out to be the geeky guy and the tie and vest and
well, it turns into a vet, because he has to go arm sleeveless. But
well, yeah,
his
three-piece
so
suit gets turned into somehow. It's got no sleeves and no pant legs, right?
Well, they use it for like bandages and stuff,
tourniquets and things. Yeah,
and he takes his jacket off and beats one of the monkeys to death with it. He just throws it in to save the.
He still has that tie all the way to the end.
I know,
he
has the whole tie the whole time, which is hilarious. Yeah. But he's got some guns. Like, those people were like...
Once his sleeves get ripped off, you know, you can actually...
Yeah, you start getting an idea of what's underneath.
Right.
I love the fact that they don't just have zombie deaths. So, like, the first death is the doctor getting her eyes ripped out by a monkey.
Oh yeah.
And then the monkey throws it at the main doctor, the one that tried to save its life.
Yeah.
And then one of the security guard that was in the room that brought the two monkeys in was trying to catch one of the monkeys and was pancaked by a metal shelving unit, which by the way, unless it's like full of paint cans, probably not going to kill you. It'll hurt like hell.
That bothered me too, because I mean, if you go to IKEA today and you buy a shelf, they come with a little clip to mount them to the wall. Yeah. We have figured out that shelves fall down.
Yeah.
They can be dangerous.
And they can shake.
All kinds of bad things can happen. And this is like a high-tech, super modern laboratory. and they just knock the can. It's like I've seen that in the Three Stooges, right? The thing falls over, they get all covered in paint or flour or something.
Or like something falls over and they're right in the spot where the window or the doorway is.
Yeah, so they don't get hurt. Right. But we've kind of figured that out. And
I just,
when they brought that back, I didn't like it.
So those are your first two deaths. The doctor guy is trying to keep... Okay, something else that really bothers me, the amount... Okay, I love my blood. I love my blood. There are handprints and smears and splatters all over this operating room. And there were only three human beings in there.
There was a lot of blood for
it was ridiculous. And then one other security guard went in and tried to do it, and he was taken out. But there was not enough human interaction to create that many fucking handprints and smears and splatters. It was ridiculous.
The handprints are all over the glass on the security door.
And the doctor, well, of everywhere. Course, does the trope, you know.
Right. The doctor is saying, don't come in, there's bad stuff here, and they don't pay attention.
And they're fumbling with the key.
They fumble with the key lock. They finally get the key lock to work. They open it up, and oh my God, now all the animals are zombies.
Yeah. And they leave it open, so it's like, you see that there is literally a biohazard. Blood everywhere is definitely a biohazard.
Yeah, yeah, right. Whether it's full of zombie virus or not, it's not.
The guy is totally messed up.
Right.
And is literally on his last breath saying, shut the door. And then all hell breaks loose with monkeys. Point of order, please.
God, we've got to release this as a video. I'm sorry, but. Point of order, Stacy like puts up her finger like she's on, you know, in the second half of Law and Order. Right?
Point of order, please. They don't actually explain how it's transmitted. They say it might be aerosolized, and the one time somebody actually takes a sample, by the way, from cloth instead of actually from somebody else's.
Yeah, a little bit. Right. There's a pile, a big puddle of blood.
Yeah.
Right. And the
two
lady.
Two halves of a koala on the ground.
There's a koala. A koala's worth of blood. And there happens to be some that's soaked up into a little piece of cloth.
No.
That's what she examines, right?
So the daughter in one of the opening scenes is, you know, she's talking about her mom and why she's there. And your telescope, mommy, it's her microscope.
Microscope, yeah.
And she calls it the telescope. And so after this kid
stupid
has killed
kid.
A koala.
I hated the fact that kid was so freaking stupid.
Well, not, but, well, as a kid, how did the kid get so much strength as to somehow... Rip the
koala in half again. We said
and
this already.
And now she's covered in blood.
And we never know how she did it, right?
Yeah, she's covered in blood. Her mom takes some kind of rag and starts wiping off the blood. And it's horrible blood. It is paint. It is so obvious.
It was
and
real
all
bad.
She's doing is spreading it around this kid. And this kid's turning into a fucking carrot.
You think that this kid's going to get this zombie blood in her eyes because her mom's being so...
Here's where the point of order comes in.
Okay.
So one time they actually do anything scientific to the blood, it's contaminated from all hell.
Yeah,
you never see it in the microscope. In fact, you never get to the point where she actually sees it because they're distracted by something else. So we don't actually know how they mention it might be aerosolized, but you never actually hear how they do it. My point of order. Not one fucking human being turned into a zombie. You got people being bit by your favorite animal, the giraffes. Not one fucking human gets turned into a zombie, and they do not explain it.
No, they never even mention it. They're not worried about it. They're worried about the birds, right? Oh, what happened?
Yeah, because the birds can get out.
Right. If the birds get out and the aviary opens up, then the world is doomed. All the animals are going to get this.
And of course, the two hippie characters, the hippie chick and her intern, who I swear to God changes shirts like 3 times because he starts in a purple one. And when he's dying by being killed by the parrot, like it's blue.
Like a good Jimmy Buffett Hawaiian shirt looking thing.
Yeah, but yeah. He's wearing 2 different shirts, and that's at least 2. Really? I'm not going to go back and watch it to see if he does it more than 2, but he does have 2 different shirts in this show. And then how do you fall for a fucking parrot? Help me. I'm dying. Help me. It's like, come on. It is a friggin' parrot. You're in an aviary and something is just mimicking. It's just,
Wow. So last week we saw Sad Stacy for the first time, but I think Mad Stacy is back.
No, this is Frustrated Stacy.
Frustrated Stacy. All right.
Because
I got what I wanted. Scale.
I got what I wanted.
We should record that each time.
Oh, that's what it was. Jurassic Park, Zombievers, and the birds.
It did have a little bird, birds thing in it. Yeah.
So the problem
The birds, like you said early on, right? I mean, early on when they started talking about birds, Stacy says, I got to see a zombie flamingo.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
No zombie flamingos, no zombie kangaroos. There were so many lost opportunities. So
there was a zombie hippo, but it was just part of the stampede. So you really didn't get anything like that. But you did mention it.
Yeah. I think a zombie hippo would be cool. I mean, in my order of zombie animals, I think kangaroos would be the most hysterical. I think giraffes are great. I love the fact that we had zombie giraffes. And just imagine, I think I put this in our review, but imagine if giraffes were just carnivores.
Oh yeah.
You got this giant, strong creature, runs 35 miles an hour. Remember that, Stacy, there's going to be a quiz. And it's got this neck where he can like reach into cars and pull people out. And
have you ever seen giraffes fight?
Oh yeah, where they
that's
wrap their necks
some
up.
Crazy.
Yeah.
They just that's crazy. Yeah. We'll see. So in the opening,
so I like the giraffes.
The video.
I wanted to see more hippo. What else did we have? We had elephants, but they weren't zombies. We had lemurs.
Lemur. So when you're watching them opening movie about who they are and what they do, there's flamingos.
It's like
they also
a little
talk about crocodiles.
So it starts with a little ad for the park, right?
So I expected at least a large reptile.
Yes.
Of some sort. Exactly. I expected a flamingo.
A zombie crocodile. How wonderful.
The dolphin was also an expectation until I found out, you know, through the interwebs.
Yeah, right.
But there's...
It was just a lot of lost opportunity here. There's some great animals that could be zombie. Can you imagine a zombie billy goat? A zombie goat.
A llama zombie?
Llama zombie, that'd be good.
Llama zombie.
But I still think I'll forever be disappointed that we didn't see zombie kangaroos.
The gorilla was too obvious.
The gorilla was hokey. We knew it was going to be the gorilla because everybody loves the sign language Coco the gorilla or whatever. What did they call this one? Kiko or Keko. Yeah, right. Something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, they get trapped in the enclosure, the gorilla enclosure, and we watch them climb out.
Yes.
I'm so glad you spotted that.
Oh my God. So there's a gorilla, an old zoo, a gorilla enclosure that's like all made of rocks and stuff. So like those old zoos where you'd go to the edge and look over into the animal. And there's like this clear path of stacked up rocks that you can just climb right out.
I get the fact that people are running from the
gorilla. They just climb it like a gorilla can't climb that. I'm sorry, it's a gorilla. And then
you watch the gorilla just follow them right up the path. You're like, oh my god. So,
but then they get to the top and they take this obvious styrofoam boulder.
Oh, yeah, they push it on the gorilla.
It's like takes no effort at all. Yeah, right. And they just like this is an old zoo. These rocks have been there forever, and they've kept these gorillas enclosed supposedly. And then they just top of, you know, one guy kind of leans on it, falls over, and gets the gorilla. Yeah.
So another weird thing that they do is the simultaneously or the scripted falls. So when they get thrown off the elephants, everybody just kind of, it's just, you can just see the guy just with the camera and when go,
they're
action. And they just throw themselves onto the
running
ground.
Away. Yeah, right. They're very slowly running away from danger on the elephants.
Well, and when the explosions happen, everybody like 1, 2, 3, jump. And you could just tell from the way that they land that they literally were just standing there a second ago and then threw themselves onto the ground and they're okay every fucking time. Like, you get thrown from an elephant, that's going to at least dislocate something.
It's going to leave a mark. And then, of course, like we already said, you get stepped on by the elephant, then you got problems. Yeah.
And then one of the other interesting ways to die was they were zip lining on.
Yeah.
And they said it's just been installed. We don't know if it's going to work and there's no harnesses.
Okay. It's a 1/2-inch stainless steel multi-strand aircraft cable,
and they acted like it was, and they literally say it's brand new, and then all of a sudden it's fraying. There's no way
the weight of 3 humans causes this cable to snap.
Yeah,
that was.
No, I thought it was 3 different cables because they were all like in kind of.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. So one
cable.
140-pound actress. Yeah.
Yeah. So the first person falls, grabs onto the middle person, then something happens to the other person, and they fall on, and they grab onto the middle person, and they can't hang on. Or no, I guess it was just that one that snapped.
Yeah,
and he grabbed onto the guy in the middle and lost his grip and fell and went splat. Fucking epic, by the way.
You know what I really want to see in a sequel, because the what was the name of this movie? Zombies. Zombies 2 is a prequel.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the sequel where like OSHA comes in and you know, the what did you call them, the fish and wildlife people, fin and feather people, and all the, you know, all the regulatory people come in, and then the lawsuits, right, that are going to happen from this. Because I mean,
you've got to get into the building.
Yeah,
and that's going to take you at least 3 minutes with the key card.
That's true. Well, okay, yeah. Whoever sold them the key card, start there. Sue there. The people, whoever supplied that aircraft cable. Okay, there's a lawsuit there.
The gorilla enclosure. The elephants got out too.
That we don't see how the elephants got out. They just got out.
Every animal gets out of its enclosure somehow.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
Except the freaking kangaroos. The one thing I wanted to see was the kangaroos, and somehow they just stay.
They wasted their time on the gorilla.
Yeah.
They wasted their time and their money on the gorilla. That's all I have to say.
And we are being so critical of this movie, and we loved it, right?
I know. I think it's because of those points.
We're sitting here ripping this thing apart, and we had so much fun.
We loved this movie. I did get my gore. The CGI is very obvious CGI, but it's it's
so funny. So the giant transformation into a zombie took us a while to figure this out. You look at an animal and is it a zombie animal or not? And finally we figured out you got to look at the eyes because the only thing that changes is the eyes. The eyes turn
except
white.
For the koala. The koala is like a mangy. Like the koala's mangy.
Koalas are mangy. They're horrible.
And I think one.
We'll ask Wendy. But, Wendy can tell us all about koalas.
Oh, I'm pretty sure she could.
She's not a. As I recall, she's not a fan.
Well, why would you be? They all have chlamydia anyway. It is kind of weird though that they don't explain. Nobody does science, and the main chick is a doctor. I get it. Everybody's up in arms. Everything's being attacking you. But why are you so damn scared? You're not turning into a zombie. I get it. You're trying to save the rest of the world's population of animals. But you're not turning into a zombie. Everybody got bit except for the doctor and the kid at least once. And the puppet of the giraffe was, I think, my favorite character. Because at one point they actually had a puppet of a giraffe because they had to have that interaction.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, there's the moment where, you know, the gorilla is a guy in a suit. There are some parts where it's
obviously fur. Yeah, some of it's CGI, some of it's some guy in a gorilla suit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you see his shoes in the first scene, according to the trivia.
Really? Oh, now I will go back and watch it again for that.
One moment, please.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Sorry for that little break and that inelegant edit. Stacy has
three jobs.
Stacy's got some side hustles. Stacy's a hustler.
I am hustling today, Cringers.
She is hustling. And I just had the privilege of listening to her as she solved a customer's issue that was not in her control, totally out of her scope. Nothing she could do about it. And
I'm so glad this is a
happy
job.
Customer. That cracked me. I could hear your customer talking too. And she's like, oh no, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm thinking, if I was that customer, I would be furious. I would have lost my cool forever. The lady was so sweet, but you handled it.
Very, very nice.
But you made that happen. You made that happen. Congratulations.
It
was fun to watch.
I was on both phones. I was texting people. I was on the phone talking to people.
She's got a phone in each ear. Wow. Yeah, you're a superhuman.
that's why they have me doing this. But this is what I do, people. I fix things. And I took a day down there to check it out, make sure I had all the questions and all the answers, and then the other people dropped the ball. I'm the one who gets the phone call.
That's how it goes, because you answer your phone. All right, so let's
I pay
just,
my phone bill.
Oh,
I can't reach the other person because their phone's not working.
All right, you probably don't want to go in.
So this movie, we
beat this movie to death, don't you think?
I think we did, but Cringers, we did like this movie.
Oh, absolutely,
we really
did. Well, I don't know. You gave it four cringes. I gave it two.
I did appreciate the splat when the guy falls from the zip line. When the monkey takes that woman's eyes out. Okay, that was pretty funny. And that's when it was like, oh, this is gonna be good. I got my blood. I got my blood and my gore, but there was a lot of weird little things that they just did not put together.
All right. I have a quiz for you. Would you like to do it?
All right, trivial trivia.
We've been at this for a while. If you think it's too long, we can.
Nah. I mean, you can always just cut it out too if you don't like it.
I'm not doing that. I don't edit anything. That whole long phone call you just have, that's going out. That's out there.
YouTube.com/CringeFest.
Right. Okay. So my quiz for you is about animals. It's actually about one species of animal.
You're obsessed with the kangaroo. It's the kangaroo, isn't it?
God damn it, you're good.
Well, you really honestly said the kangaroo goes 35 miles an hour. You might want to remember that. And then when you said one species, it's a kangaroo.
Okay, but see, a lot of the times I think you're not listening to me. So, you know, I can throw those.
I'm sober. alcohol today.
Okay.
It's been a while, Cringer, since Stacy has podcasted sober. The last month, I've definitely had alcohol in my hand. Everything.
Now I know your tale. Okay.
Actually, I think I started actually breaking the rule at Cringe, the Cringy Awards.
At the Cringy Awards. Okay. All right, so let's see if you can answer this very difficult first question. Are you ready?
It's called a kit.
No.
Damn.
What is the largest marsupial on Earth?
Wouldn't that just be the kangaroo?
Yes, it is. It's the kangaroo.
Oh, my God. All right, Cringer, strap yourselves in. It's going to be...
Here we go.
An interesting one.
This is gonna be thrilling. Everybody's gonna say, "Oh, could she get this one?" So, kangaroos use their hands a lot, right? Mm-hmm. They're very good with their hands. Mm-hmm. Do they have a preference for one hand or the other?
Oh, how about, because they're from Australia, I would say, let's call them southpaws. Let's call them maybe kangaroos.
You got it. Kangaroos are all left-handed. I mean, as far as we know.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, really. Give them a pen and see which hand. How do you know? How do you really know?
I don't know.
It's probably the hand they scratch their butt with or something. Okay. What do you call a group of kangaroos?
Deadly?
Well, yeah. that's an adjective, not a noun.
Cluster.
No. You know what? This. You've heard this before.
Yeah, but a while ago.
Is that a kangaroo? Oh, no, that's my dog.
I was going to say, that's
really... I'm going to be attacked. A mob. It's called a mob.
I had the right idea.
Yeah, I knew you knew that. Yeah. All right. Okay. So red kangaroos are the largest kangaroos. There's what? Red and gray and I don't know.
Brown.
Fuchsia, ultraviolet. There's all kinds of colors.
Infrared.
Infrared. Right. So wasn't that your school colors, the ultraviolet and infrared? I think that's a George Carlin joke.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay. So how tall, not including the tail, which is 5 feet, but how tall is a male, can a male red kangaroo be?
10 feet.
Sorry, it's seven. It's seven.
No. I was just taking the tail and
big ass animal to come at you that can box, you know. I mean,
and kick. Holy crap. Oh, yeah.
So average, fully grown male, 7 foot tall kangaroo. How much do you think they might weigh? I mean, they're lean, right? I mean, seven feet tall.
Yeah, they're probably really dense too.
They're fit, right? They're fit.
Yeah, they're dense. 280.
120.
Gosh, I'm just overdoing it.
That's all right. You're overachieving.
But then again, I'm only 4'11", so everything's big and fat to me.
Okay. So along the same lines, the female red kangaroos, quite a bit shorter than the male. What's a fully grown female red kangaroo weigh?
5'9".
No, not half tall. How much does she weigh?
Oh, well, we don't ask girls what they weigh.
I understand, but scientific research, this has happened.
There's 115.
They're 180 pounds.
So they're fatter than the men.
They got big booty.
Ah, you got it going on.
They got junk the big in booty. The trunk. They got junk in the trunk. There we go. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. How far can a kangaroo jump? Maximum.
25 feet.
25 feet. How did you know that?
I actually remembered like from school.
Really?
Honestly, yeah. I just was like, wait, I actually know this one.
All I remember from school is being bullied. I don't remember any really, you know, any real facts from school.
How many more?
One more.
Speedy's crossing his legs.
All right. All right. Can kangaroos swim?
Yes.
Yes. And in fact, I didn't know this until I started looking this up. Kangaroos, this is how evil they are and what great zombies they'd be. They will, if they're being chased by a predator, they will swim off into the water until it's about shoulder height,
mm-hmm.
wait for the predator to come toward them, grab them with their massive front arms, and drown the predator. That is a badass animal.
Fucking cool.
Isn't that awesome?
That's pretty crazy.
All right. Now that's all I've got. And you did remarkably well there. You got like everything, all of them.
No, I missed one.
Except Mob. You missed Mob.
Well, and I missed the height and weight of the...
Yeah, but who knows how much a height... I mean, you know, that's a gimme. And nobody knows how much a kangaroo weighs.
No, I remember, I specifically remember something where I measured 25 feet in my house because I saw... I think it was
to see how far a kangaroo...
Yeah, oh, just to funny. See how far 25 feet was to get it in my little head.
Hmm.
All funny. Right.
I think all right.
About to crash, you know, crash through the door.
Yeah, we should let Speedy go have
and a drink. I need a drink.
And you need a drink. All right.
Okay, cringers, until the next time, keep that algorithm guessing and never be afraid of just clicking on that movie and seeing where it takes you. This is Stacy.
And this is Steve. Good night, children. And you know, there's one important fact Stacy brought up earlier that you should always remember, and that is, no matter how cute you think a koala is, you can get chlamydia from a koala. So be careful. Be safe. Be safe.
Practice safe pets.
Safe bestiality. Practice safe bestiality.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody. We love you.
Love you.
Bye.